open her up.
Did you get that? Welcome, everyone, to the Senate Committee on Rules. As all of you are aware, we're here today to consider executive appointments. It is not unusual for the vice chair to open a meeting. Our chair is in the building, likely on the way. We will conduct our little housekeeping business in her absence, and we will continue the hearing just as if she were in the room. Our first order of business must be to introduce ourselves, so I would ask Senator Roblin to begin.
So, Senator Arne Roblin, my district is District 5, goes from Coos Bay to Tillamook Bay and then into Sheridan, Falls City in the Valley. It's really a pleasure to be here, and it's really great to see all these wonderful people who are willing to volunteer. It's really remarkable. It really does. The commissions and all the things we have really do help make Oregon what it is, and we appreciate the willingness of people to step forward for these different positions. So thank you.
And then we'll go to Senator Beyer.
I just introduced me. I'm Lee Beyer. I'm state senator from Senate District 6, which is Central Lane and Linn counties.
Ted Ferrioli, District 30, all are part of 11 counties, 34,000 square miles. I like to say the senator from everywhere else.
Thank you, and I want to express my appreciation for Senator Ferrioli for starting us on time. I'm Ginny Burdick. Being late is not a new experience for me or my colleagues, but I do apologize for being late. It's good to see you all here. And this will be a good adventure in citizen participation. So,
Madam Chair, the first order of business is an organizational meeting to adopt our committee rules. Members, the committee rules are similar to other committee rules you've adopted. If you've been in a Senate committee today, I will point out we do have our executive appointment rule related to no work sessions on appointments until they've been submitted 21 days in advance. That has been on our rules that we've adopted in interim and session since 2012. So we continue that.
Okay. So I will open an organizational meeting for the purpose of adopting rules. Senator Ferrioli, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Interim Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments adopt the draft rules that have been submitted for our review as of today. The 18th of September 2017 for the 2017-2018 interim.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. Senator Ferrioli has moved the adoption of the Senate Interim Committee on Rules and Executive Appointment Rules for the 2017-18 interim. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay. Now we will open the executive appointment session for the purpose of hearing testimony from our appointees. Okay, we will start off with the Aaron, am I doing this? Okay. With the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, we have Jacqueline Lung by phone. Thank you. Jacqueline Lung?
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Ginny Burdick. I'm here with Vice Chair Senator Ferrioli and the other members of the Senate. Oh, there's a baby. This committee loves babies. So we look forward, if you could give your name for the record and just a very brief comment on why you're interested in this commission.
Sure, thank you very much. Hello and good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Jackie Leung and I am from Salem. Thank you for the opportunity to be present and engage with you by telephone this afternoon. I am a nominee for the Commission on Asian Pacific Islander Affairs. I want to serve as a commissioner due to the work and role I have within the community as a community organizer, community health worker, and a community leader, and with my background in public health and law. I feel like these experiences give me a unique lens and opportunity in advocating and serving my community.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Senator Farrelly.
Well, we've heard from the candidate and the Speaker of the House.
Thank you.
So who is the young voice that we've been hearing from?
The other young voice you hear is my little 8-month-old. Her name is Lucita.
Oh, well, please give Lucita our highest regards. Okay, we will vote on all these appointments at the end of the meeting, so thank you for calling in by phone.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I will open a public hearing on the Health Evidence Review Commission, Dr. Devin Canseguera and Dr. Angela Senders.
She's being kind. She'll let you both be up there together. It's really nice.
They can support each other.
Go first. Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators Beyer, Farrelly, Roblin. My name is Devin Consagra, and I am from Portland, Oregon. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm a general internist at the VA Portland Healthcare System. I see patients in the clinic, in the hospital. I teach medical students and residents and do research. My scholarly areas are in health systems redesign and evidence-based medicine. I direct the Portland Evidence-Based Synthesis Program, and I've also had the privilege of serving on the American College of Physicians Clinical Guidelines Committee for the last 4 years. We've come a really long way in healthcare in our ability to apply evidence to patient care and policy decisions in a balanced and transparent way. Oregon's really unique in its embrace of evidence-based health policy and decision-making in order to make effective health care available to as many Oregonians as possible. I'd be honored to be a small part of this effort by joining HERC and be a small part of Oregon's leading role in this important work.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. Thank you for your time today. My name is Angela Senders. I'm a native Oregonian living in Portland. And I'm here as a nominee for the Complementary and Alternative Medicine Representative for the Health Evidence Review Commission. I'm a naturopathic doctor and a clinical researcher. I'm an assistant professor at the National University of Natural Medicine in Portland with an adjunct appointment in the Department of Neurology at OHSU. I have a master's in clinical research, and I've been spending the last several years studying primarily stress and the impact of stress management for people with multiple sclerosis. I'm currently funded with the National MS Society and the NIH to continue that work. I teach evidence-informed practice and research methodology to graduate students and feel that my clinical background and my research background suit me well to participate in this process. HERC plays a really important role in providing coverage, guidance, and prioritizing healthcare spending across the state. And it would really be a privilege, like Devin said, to play a small role in that discussion and those decision-making workings. So I think I bring a little bit of unique perspective, too, when complementary and alternative medicine therapies might be under consideration. It would be a big privilege to serve the state in this way. So I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Next, we will open a public hearing on the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardianship Advisory Board. And by phone, we have Dr. Helen Cao. Dr. Cao?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ginny Burdick. I'm here with Senator Farrelly and the other members of the Senate Rules Committee.
Okay.
And we'd love to hear your comments on why you want to be a member of the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardianship Advisory Board. And start out by giving us your name.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Helen Gao, and I'm a fellowship-trained and board-certified geriatric physician and hospice palliative care physician from Corvallis, Oregon. I moved to Corvallis in July of last year after spending 10 years as an academic physician down at UC San Francisco in geriatrics. Most of my work over the past 10 years has been focused on the care of older adults who are becoming increasingly cognitively and physically frail and vulnerable, which inherently means many patients who reside in residential facilities, whether assisted living or memory care or foster homes. And I have a lot of work with individuals who have been under guardianship protection in California. So when I came to Oregon, I was very interested in trying to extend the work that I do beyond just the direct patient care that I have the privilege to do. I'm very aware that there's a shortage of geriatricians around the country and certainly here in Oregon. And I felt that with my experience and training that I might be able to offer some of my expertise to improving the quality of life and the well-being of residents of residential facilities and those individuals who require public guardianship in Oregon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? No. We see no questions. We will we'll be voting on these appointments at the end of the meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will open a public hearing on the Public Employees Retirement Board, Stephen Demarest. I just want to add, keep your comments as brief as possible. Everybody's been great because we have an unusually large agenda today, and we want to make sure that everyone has a chance to get heard. So welcome.
Thank you. Chair Burdick, Senators, my name is Stephen Demarest. I'm a long-time resident of Portland, Oregon. I am a career public employee. I have spent that career employed by the state of Oregon. An outgrowth of that career has been advocating for public service and for public employees. I appreciate the governor's appointment to membership on the PERS board in the position that the legislature has mandated must be held by either a retired member of PERS or by a public employee in an appropriate bargaining unit. I appreciate the nomination as an opportunity to further and provide additional public service, and thank you for your service and for the opportunity to appear before you. I'm a strong supporter of the purpose of the Oregon Public Service Retirement Plan as set out by the legislature. I look forward to using the experience and skills I've acquired to assist in carrying out that purpose, and I'm glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll open a hearing on the Oregon Board of Psychology, Janice Schirmer.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Janice Schirmer. I live in Portland. I am a retired Senior Associate Dean of Admissions at Lewis and Clark College. I hope that my 30-year career in college admissions will bring a needed perspective to the Board of Psychology. I think I have the knowledge, experience, and temperament to successfully serve and help administer the policies that will protect the health, safety, and welfare of the general public. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Thank you. Okay, now we'll hear from the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Brent Knode.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. It's a pleasure to be here today and to be nominated to this position. My name is Brent Knode, and I live in Portland, Oregon. I have, for the past 10 years, served as the executive director of the Alano Club of Portland. We're the largest non-clinical recovery support center in the state and one of the largest of our kind in the nation. And I feel that experience, coupled with my experience at the national level, where I serve on policy and legislative committees for the organizations Facing Addiction, Faces and Voices of Recovery, and the Association of Recovery Community Organizations, has prepared me for this role. I feel passionate about recovery. I am a person in long-term recovery myself. And as fate would have it, today is my 13th recovery anniversary, and I get to sit before you today. So, I'm happy to answer any questions, but I think right now Oregon finds itself in a grip of addiction crisis that it's never seen before, and I look forward to being part of the solution.
Oh, happy anniversary. Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Okay, now we will open a hearing on the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, Dr. Felicia Adams.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Felisa Adams. I'm the Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Big Columbia Medical Center in the Dalles, Oregon. I've been a nurse for 25 years, and I attained a doctorate of nursing practice so that I could represent nursing in the best way possible. I have been in Oregon just a little over a year. I'm a transplant from Texas, and my desire is to be as involved in the community and state as I can be. I'm a book nerd, and I love to read. And let's see, what else was I going to say? Anyway, I really am looking forward to being a part of this appraiser certification and licensure board.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Okay, thank you. Okay, now we will hear from the Construction Contractors Board, Andrea Noble.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Andrea Noble. I am from Central Point, Oregon, and I currently work at our family business. I work with my mom, dad, husband, and brother-in-law. And I had a personal experience with the Construction Contractors Board going through the complaint process. And that's where my interest lies in becoming a member of the board, is to become a voice for the public and hopefully an advocate for those who aren't as well-versed in construction law and the complaint process.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will open the hearing on the Electrical and Elevator Board, Warren Jackson and Thomas Kyle.
I guess I'm on the right, so I'll start. thank you for letting me come here, Arnie and Senators. I've been...
Would you give your name for the record?
Oh, Thomas Kyle. All right. I've held an Oregon electrical license for 52 years. I've been an electrical contractor for 39 of those. Just recently retired and still on the board of NECA, which is the Oregon chapter. We do about 2 million man hours of electrical work in the state. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I now have time that I can support this and won't have any conflict of interest.
Great, thank you, welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. For the record, my name's Warren Jackson. I have worked in the last 20 years administering codes. Currently, I'm the building official for Marion County. You know, I'm real honored and humbled to have this opportunity. My goals, if selected to serve on the elevator or the electrical and elevator board, is to ensure that those folks, those men and women out there doing the work, electrical work, elevator work, are well trained and well qualified, as well as that they have codes that ensure the safety of those folks here in Oregon, users of buildings, and that those codes are predictable and reasonable, and yet flexible to new technologies.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
That's good.
As an elevator rider, I appreciate your work. Thank you. Okay, now we will open the hearing on the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Kamala Sugar. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Ferrioli and members of the committee. Thank you for considering my interest in serving on the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. As a career-long public servant, both professionally and in many volunteer engagements, I find it most rewarding to support the work of public officials and support the highest standards of ethical conduct in government. The trust of the public is only maintained when elected and government officials operate with openness, candor, and transparency. As an attorney, I understand that investigations work and the importance of both fairness and justice. It would be an honor to join the distinguished members of the commission and excellent members of the commission staff in their important work. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, ma'am. I know we've lulled everyone into a false sense of security. I have no doubt about your qualifications, ma'am, to serve in the role you're career as an attorney is quite distinguished, and your role in the Department of Justice as a special counsel to the Attorney General tells me that you do have the qualifications for that role. But built into this looks to me like a potential conflict. If you're on the Ethics Commission and you're also in the Department of Justice, what do you do when there are Department of Justice employees who are potentially investigated by the Ethics Commission? At which point in time you may have to pass judgment on whether or not their practices were ethical. How do you handle that conflict?
Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Ferrioli, thank you for the question. I guarantee you that was my first question when I was asked if I would be considering this appointment. And I spoke with the Executive Director of the Ethics Commission, and I learned that the procedure for a situation like that is to recuse yourself from any discussion or decision-making related to an employee from the department that you work in.
Madam Chair, there's a honor and recusal. It's a demonstration of ethics on the part of the person who steps out of that arena because they have a conflict. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And Senator Ferrioli, this is a fairly standard procedure for other commissions. The one I've served on, I've recused myself a number of times. So I appreciate that you foresaw this issue and looked into it and have a good answer. So
thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Thank you. Okay, now we will hear by phone from Antonio Gisbert for the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. Mr. Gisbert?
Hi.
Hi, this is Ginny Burdick. I chair the Rules Committee. I'm here with Vice Chair Senator Ferrioli and the other members of the committee, and we'd like to hear just very briefly your interest in the Oregon Educators Benefit Board.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Anthony Fissette, and I live in Albany, which is District 8, represented by Senator Gelser. I really appreciate the opportunity to address you today as a nominee for the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. I am an ASME being represented, and I hope to contribute my knowledge of labor and passion for economic and social justice to OEB. OEB is an incredibly important resource for the almost 150,000 Oregonians who rely on it as their best option for comprehensive, quality, and affordable health care benefits. And the current economic and political climate in Oregon and Washington, D.C. is imposing new challenges and opportunities on us. It requires that OEB continue to develop good solutions for Oregonians, and I am committed to working together with other board members to achieve these. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to address you today.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? Okay, we will be voting on these appointments at the end of the meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will hear from Sabrina Parsons with the Oregon Growth Board.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, and Senators. I'm Sabrina Parsons. I live in Eugene, Oregon. I'm the CEO of a software development company in Eugene. I am very honored to be appointed to this board. I've been involved in economic development locally in Eugene and particularly helping startups and entrepreneurs be successful in Oregon. And I am very excited to roll up my sleeves and help Oregon be more successful through economic development and investment in our entrepreneurs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Okay, thank you. Okay, now we will hear from Sandra Rowe for the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chairman and Senators. I'm Sandy Rowe from Portland, and I'm a nominee for the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. I have a decades-long interest and activity in higher education. I've served as a trustee of a large public university in Virginia 25 years ago when I lived there. And for the last 8 years, I've been a trustee of private local Willamette University. I have a particular interest and have worked with Willamette very closely on the issues of access and affordability. I think I'm conversant with all of the issues or most of the issues facing higher education today. In access and affordability, Willamette has been able, through some very hard work, to have almost a third minority students and more than 20% first-generation students. That is a record that exceeds that of any peer institutions, and one which I think benefits the state and can benefit the state higher education system. I think there is a lot of opportunity for improvement within Oregon higher education, and I would be honored to try to contribute to that. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, and part of your background will ensure that you can write a simple declarative sentence as well. Right?
Normally I can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next will be Gustavo Morales by phone for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Mr. Morales. Hi, this is Ginny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Senator Farioli, the Vice Chair, and the other members of the committee. So if you could give your name and a brief statement on why you are interested in the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Can you hear me? Are you, can you hear me, Mr. Morales? Bad connection. We'll blame it on cell phones. Mm-hmm. Should we do the board on public?
Let's go ahead and move on to board assessment.
Okay. While we're getting this technical problem figured out, we will open a public hearing on the board on public safety standards and training and bring up Mr. James Cook, and then we'll have the other appointee by phone.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your guys' time. My name is James Cook. I'm from Harrisburg, and I work for the Department of Corrections. I've been there since 08, and obviously it'd be an honor to be able to represent the board and, you know, make sure that the public is getting the accountability from us as members of the state and for the department.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you. Why don't you just stand by and we'll take the other...
Mr. Morales.
Oh, we are? Okay. Yeah. You can go. we're getting these logistics figured out.
All right.
So instead of the other appointment, we will try to get back to Mr. Morales. So we will reopen the Commission on Hispanic Affairs public hearing with Gustavo Morales. Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ginny Burdick again. I hope our connection lasts longer this time. So if you could just... Okay, go ahead.
I hope so. And again, my apologies. One of the perks of being in rural Eastern Oregon, sometimes cell service can be a little unreliable.
Yes, we've all been through there. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Senators of the committee. My name is Gustavo Morales. I am the executive director of Valkyrie, a nonprofit organization based in Ontario. And in addition to that, I'm also a student at Boise State University, completing my master's in business administration. And I work with businesses to help improve their economy, make them more competitive in the marketplace, and increase their visibility. So I stay relatively busy to stay out of trouble and keep my attention focused on positive, and to be considered to be part of this committee to me is not only a blessing but a great opportunity, because being raised in rural Eastern Oregon and seeing it grow and seeing it change for better or for worse has been something that not only I've grown appreciation for but would love to see it continue to thrive, and more importantly have a place for my children to be safe, to grow up and really be able to call rural Eastern Oregon their home as well, as I do. And the one thing that I will say is being considered for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs what allowed me not only to help bridge communication between our culture as Hispanics, but also be able to inform some of the impacts that being in this community has and how we can bridge to bring all communities together. It takes a village to raise a child, and we're all part of that village. And being on the Systematic Affairs, I hope, will allow me being an asset to continue to bridge that gap.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? Thank you very much to be willing to serve, especially from your area. So we will take up these appointments at the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator of the committee.
Okay, we will reopen the hearing on the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training and contact Mark Kreutzer by phone. Mr. Kreutzer?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. So welcome. Please give your name and a very brief statement on why you would like to serve.
My name is Mark Kreutzer, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak before you today. I apologize that I couldn't be there in person. I'm in Las Vegas at a conference that I put together. So I apologize again. I've been involved in the fire service for about 30 years. 30 years as a career firefighter, and I'm on the board of directors for 15. And I believe my experience there would give me an opportunity to kind of get a better idea of what things firefighters do and maybe why they do it, and to get a better perspective from what someone on the outside just listening and going, okay, well, what happened and why? I've probably been involved and done some things that probably weren't the best interest of the fire district, and I learned from that. And I would hope that I would have that same opportunity being on the board for BPSST. I think in a nutshell, that's pretty much, you know, my spiel. If I can answer any questions from the committee, I'd be more than welcome to.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? All right. Thank you very much. We will be voting on these at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we will open a hearing on the Oregon Housing Stability Council. We will start with Latricia Tillman, and then we will contact the other appointee by phone.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Farioli and Senators. My name is Tricia Tillman. I'm a fourth generation Oregonian, and I've worked in public health, community health, and human services for over two decades in Massachusetts, Arizona, and Oregon, always with a focus on social and racial justice. The field of public health agrees that the determinants of the leading causes of death do not begin in hospitals or healthcare clinics, but in all of our communities, and that housing and economic stability are major drivers of health, and access to these is often patterned by race and class. For these reasons, I was very honored and excited when Director Salazar asked me to serve on the Housing Stability Council. And I hope to join the distinguished members of that council and contribute my thoughts and strategies that will support prevention of costly and avoidable health and social service interventions, as well as culturally tailored approaches that promote equity in housing and community services. Thank you for your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? This is going to be a very, very, very high-profile commission, so thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay, we're going to move to the appointment of the Director of Human Services, Faribors Pox. I should be able to pronounce it by now. Poxerisht. You'll correct us, I'm sure. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Farioli, Senator Beyer, and Senator Roblin. For the record, my name is Faribors Poxerisht, Acting Director of the Department of Human Services. Thank you for the opportunity to appear before you this afternoon for this hearing. My comments will be brief and hopefully to the point. I worked for the state of Oregon for over 27 years in a variety of roles in departments of administrative services, human services, and Oregon Youth Authority, where I was the deputy director from 2008 to 2012 and director from 2012 to through last month. The governor asked me to take on this new role pending Senate confirmation. And I will be honored to do it if you and the Senate find me worthy of this assignment. My success in my previous roles were made possible by our hardworking staff and help from our many partners, providers, and stakeholders. I've learned if we as leaders can commit to a vision and clear direction, equip and empower our workforce, define the work and how it gets done, identify those accountable and responsible, be clear about outcomes, measure our performance, monitor these steps on a regular basis, and be intentional about continuous improvement, we'll have favorable prospects for success. If we can combine these with prudent fiscal discipline, transparency, and open communication with those we serve, as well as with our partners, stakeholders, and local communities, we can turn any organization around, establish credibility, and be recognized for our work. I know this will be much harder to do in DHS than in other state agencies. I also know that it can be done. Much good work has already taken place in DHS, and I will commit to give it my all and build on that if I'm given the opportunity. I'll stop there and ask if you will have any questions for me.
First of all, thank you for your willingness to take on this gargantuan assignment. It is kind of the holy grail of agency management in Oregon, and you certainly come with a very good reputation from your time at OYA, and we hope that the secret sauce carries over to this very unwieldy in many ways agency. So thank you for your willingness to do that.
Thank you.
Are there questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we will take up the Land Conservation and Development Commission, Catherine Kiermaier.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. Thank you very much for the opportunity to address you this afternoon. My name is Katie Piermein. I live in Southeast Portland, and I've been nominated for appointment to the Land Conservation and Development Commission. I'm interested in this position because I recognize the significant impact Oregon's land use planning system has on our economy, our natural treasures, and the quality of life for all Oregonians. I've been fortunate to have lived in many corners of the state. I grew up on a family farm in the Willamette Valley, lived in Eugene for college, worked two summers in the high desert of eastern Oregon, taught ecology on the coast and in fossil, and resided now for about 20 years in different neighborhoods in Portland, where I've worked for media and marketing firms, Department of Agriculture, and now the Oregon Food Bank, where I manage food sourcing and service to our neighbors who are experiencing hunger. I've witnessed the interconnectedness of rural and urban places, giving me a deep appreciation for the legacy of Oregon's land use planning system. Through these positions, I've realized the importance of understanding the interests of a wide variety of stakeholders and holding the big picture of vision of Oregonians where all of its residents can thrive. I'd be honored to serve the state, and thank you very much for your time. I'll take any questions.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Well, I started my public service career on the Land Conservation and Development Commission, so be careful where your path leads.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Okay. Now we open a public hearing on the State Marine Board. Vincent Castronovo.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Senators. My name is Vince Castronovo, and I live in Kaiser, Oregon. I've been a Oregon boater, enjoyed the Oregon waterways for about 45 years. I also serve on the advisory committee for the Oregon State Marine Board, and I coordinate an organization called Wake the World Oregon that we introduce boating to foster kids, and we promote boating safety. So with that experience, I would bring quite a bit to the table there and look forward to a position on the board.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we'll have the Board of Medical Imaging, Allison Bolke.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your time. My name is Allison Bokey, and I moved to Portland from Iowa in May and started at OHSU in June. I'm a fellowship coordinator for the Department of Diagnostic Radiology, and one of the doctors recommended that I look more into this appointment. I'm finishing up my master's in healthcare administration, and we'll be done with that in December, and I think that joining a board would be a great opportunity to learn more about my department, radiology, as well as get more involved in my new state.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we will open a public hearing on the Oregon Business Development Commission. Kelly Minty Morris by phone. Ms. Morris?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. So welcome.
Thank you, Chair.
If you could just give your name and just a brief statement on what interests you about this commission.
Well, thank you, Chair, and members of the committee. Kelly Minty Morris, I'm one of the Klamath County Commissioners, and I'm also a trustee for Oregon Tech. I am really excited about the potential opportunity to serve on the Oregon Business Development Commission because one of my passions is really around getting a rural voice at the table when we have some of these discussions about how we can further better Oregon economically. I'm really passionate and committed to trying to change the tone, if you will, about how we talk about rural Oregon. I think there's a lot of talk about, you know, the challenges of rural Oregon, and yet I see a ton of opportunities. So I'm excited to potentially bring that lens, if you will, to the table. I recently was at an International Economic Development Conference, and one of the speakers really said something where I had this huge aha moment, and that is he said, you know, economic development is really not about money at all. And we all kind of went, what? We thought it was about money. And he said, economic development is really about talent. And the reason why I had such an aha moment is I thought, wow, there is all kinds of pockets of talent in Oregon that we're not capitalizing on now. You know, and of course, I'm most familiar with my county, Klamath County, where we have things like Oregon Tech turning out really high qualified wonderful graduates, but you know, there's areas like that and opportunities all over the state. So that is why I am interested in potentially serving on this commission. And again, I thank you and members of the committee for allowing me this opportunity to have a minute with you.
Thank you very much. Other questions from the committee? Okay, thank you very much for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will take up the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. We'll have Nancy Felton and Angela McKenzie Tucker, and we will call the other two appointees by phone after they finish. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Senators. My name is Nancy Felton, and I am seeking appointment to the Mortuary and Cemetery Board. I am a native Oregonian. I live in Gresham. I started in funeral service in 1978. I got licensed as a funeral service practitioner in 1986. I've been fortunate enough to work for a private person, small corporation, large corporation, now for a nonprofit cemetery for the last 22 years. I feel like I've got a lot of experience in all aspects of our industry and look honored and hopefully will be appointed to this board.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Angela McKenzie Tucker, and I live and work in Southeast Portland, and I'm seeking appointment to the Mortuary and Cemetery Board. I have worked in the death care industry since I've been 19 years old, and after a decade committed to this career, I can honestly say that I still love going to work, and I just can't imagine doing anything else. I feel very passionate about this industry, and I'm delighted to be considered for this board. I believe there's valuable lessons I can gain from this service, and I feel that I'll be a respected addition to the board, as specifically, I've been thoroughly cross-trained in almost every single job that you can do if you work at a funeral home or a cemetery. I also have a long history of giving back to the community, and I know from that experience that I am a stellar volunteer board member, and I take my responsibilities very seriously. So if I am given this appointment, I just can guarantee you that you will not be disappointed.
Thank you. Questions for these two? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will have Beatrice Gilmore by phone. Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I'm chair of the Rules Committee, and with me is Senator Farioli, the vice chair, and the other members of the committee. So welcome. Please give your name and a brief statement of your interest.
Okay. I've been anticipating your call. My name is Beatrice Gilmore, and I'm a retired professional community health nurse. I am proud to be considered for membership on the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. I have a Master's of Science degree from the University of Portland. I anticipate that serving on the board will afford me the opportunity to work with a strong and ethical board and its members in contributing and maintaining a law-abiding, honest, and vibrant industry. I am proud to be a contributing and I am prepared to be a contributing and supportive board member because of my experience in successfully engaging with people of various ethnic, social, and economic statuses. Throughout my career, I have worked in health service institutions and licensed agencies in the Portland metropolitan area and in the states of Oregon and Washington. I believe that the possibility for making a fair decision is more likely if the board members are representative of the diverse population it is to serve, and that I will contribute to that diversity. I'm happy to have spoken with you today. Thank you for considering me for membership on the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board.
And thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? There are no questions, and we will be voting on these appointments at the end, so thank you very much. Okay, our next appointee is Elizabeth Pacheco. Ms. Pacheco?
Yes?
This is Jenny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. And if you could just give your name and state your interest in the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board.
Thank you. My name is Elizabeth Pacheco. I live in Merrill, Oregon, which is about 15 miles southwest of Klamath Falls, Oregon. My interest started about June of this year when there was an issue with a local mortuary that had virtually the whole town and several people from out of town very upset, unsure, and not knowing what to do. I ended up becoming an unofficial liaison between the community members here and the state board. My expertise and my background is interpreting and applying federal, state, and local rules, laws, guidelines to particular situations, and I seem to be good at that. So I was able to kind of help people here understand what was going on from the state mortuary board viewpoint. And I'd like to be the voice for Southern Oregon because we really don't have any representation, and there's a lot of confusion. And as we all know, death and dying can be a very cultural and very emotional thing for people. So I'd like to represent Southern Oregon on the board.
Thank you, and thank you for your willingness to serve. Are there questions from the committee? Okay, we will be voting on these at the end of the committee meeting. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. All right, this could be fun. Now we open a hearing on the State Workforce and Talent Development Board, and we have Sundariya Nagasubramanian.
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone.
And then Debbie.
Okay. That means I have to say it again.
No, you don't. I have Debbie first.
Okay, let's have, excuse me, I messed up here. We're going to have Debbie Ratty, who's Rady or Ratty, who's here in the audience, come first. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Debbie Ratty. I'm the Vice President Operations at Boardman Foods. For the past 25 years, I have worked at the Boardman Foods facility and in the food manufacturing industry. I am also the chair of the Northwest Food Processors Association and the past chair of the Workforce Committee. Living and working in rural Oregon for the past 25 years, I hope to bring my experiences and perspectives that will be helpful to the statewide workforce board. I have been actively involved with bringing Oregon companies, associations, state services, colleges, and high school administrations working together to solve local workforce needs. I appreciate being given this opportunity to address you today.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? No questions, so thank you very much. Okay, now by phone, we will have Sundariya Nagasubramanian. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. If we could have you, first of all, this is Jenny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. If you could introduce yourself and say your name slowly so we'll know how to say it, and tell us why you're interested in this board.
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Sundariya Nagasubramanian, and I am the director. Sorry? I've lived in Oregon for the past 20 years with my family. And I'm excited today to be here. I apologize for not being in person there. I serve as the Director of Software Architecture and a Site Director at Walchallen, which is a Hill-Rom company. And I've been part of this organization for the last 17 years. I have a master's in biomedical engineering, and I'm passionate about building talent. For the last 2 years, I have been a board member of the Oregon Bioscience Association and also a council member of the Oregon Talent Council. This was my first experience serving on a board to help with some talent acquisition and nurturing talent, and I found it very satisfying. When we delivered the Oregon Talent Plan, I felt that gave me great satisfaction. A talent pool is critical to economic success, and that's why I would like to be considered for this State Talent Development Board.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? There are no questions, so we will be voting on this at the end of the committee. Okay, so now we will go back to the Oregon Housing Stability Council, and we have by phone Charles Wilhoit. Mr. Wilhoit.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I'm chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Farioli and the other members of the committee. Can you give your name and why you're interested in the Housing Stability Council?
Yes, my name is Charles Wilhoit, and first of all, good afternoon, and thank you for the time. Simply stated, I have been in Oregon permanently since 1995. I've had the good fortune to serve on a number of boards and agencies and help with other organizations throughout the state, and housing has been a consistent theme in all of the organizations in which I have participated. I would say that stable housing probably is a key to a stable foundation from which to build a stable life, and I think that's true for everyone. So it's very personal to me. I grew up in a small rural community in Arizona with two wonderful parents and five brothers and sisters, and one thing that we knew we had every day was a safe home to go home to. And from there, I was able to pursue education and other educational avenues that basically gave me the opportunity to be in a position to serve. And I have taken advantage of that opportunity whenever it has arisen in Oregon. I've abandoned my Arizona roots to some extent, and I'm firmly committed to Oregon. And as I sit here today and I look at my past, I've served 9 years at the Portland Development Commission. I served on the board of OHSU for 9 years. I'm currently the chair at Meyer Memorial Trust. I've served for 10 years or more at the Portland Business Alliance, and I've served for 13 years on the board of the Urban League. And once in each and every one of those organizations had as one of its primary themes the need for affordable and stable housing and workforce housing. When approached by Director Salazar looking at the opportunity to serve, I just looked at it as a continuation of things that I've been doing for the 20 plus years that I've been here in Oregon. So from my perspective, it's a natural fit for me. As I sit here, I'm actually at Meyer Memorial Trust today. One of our key initiative areas is affordable housing. And when the opportunity arose, I thought there was a good chance of being in my role at Meyer and looking at the state's focus on affordable and sustainable housing or stable housing. There's probably no better place for me to be right now with that history that I described and the opportunity to maybe connect Meyer and the mission of the state and other organizations to build upon increasing the stable housing base for Oregon. So that's really my goal and aim, and I'm hoping that hearing my background and hopefully receiving the commitment that I have to Oregon, that's a role you think I would bring value to Oregon and serving. So I hope that is something you see in the same way that I do, and I hope that you find it in yourselves to approve my appointment to the Housing Stability Council.
Thank you very much, and thank you in particular for being one of the busier people in Oregon, being willing to use your background and expertise on this really important council. Are there questions from the committee? There are no questions, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and all the best to all of you, and thanks for your service as well.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we want to do these now? Okay. Next, we will take up the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Dr. Veronica Salazar. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Vice Chair and Senate Committee members. I first want to apologize. I was driving back from teaching, so I apologize for coming in late and not making it on time for my scheduled time. I'm seeking appointment.
Can you give your name for the record?
Oh, yes. I'm Dr. Veronica Salazar, and I'm seeking appointment to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. I have a master's degree in marriage, couple, and family. I also have a PhD in counselor education and counseling. I've been living in Oregon for a few years after I received a position at George Fox University in their Graduate School of Counseling program. I'm very passionate in the development of the profession, and more so feel like this is an opportunity for me to be passionate about the profession, but then also ensuring the welfare of the clients that they're going to serve, which are Oregon residents. So it's a huge commitment that I have, and I want to bring in my wealth of experience and knowledge in making sure we maintain high standards for the profession and ethical standards too related to that. I believe that my past experience, also having served in local boards where I was from, gives me a wealth of knowledge and experience connected to being able to give back to the community. I feel really passionate and have made the decision that this is, if you allow me, I want to be able to share my gifts if you give me an opportunity.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? No questions, so thank you. Next, we will take up the Nursing Home Administrators Board, Dr. Brady McNulty and Dr. Deborah Patterson. Negotiating who goes first.
Okay. Chair Burdick, Senators, my name for the record is Brady McNulty, and I'd like to thank you for having me. I'm a pharmacist living in Roseburg. I received my Doctor of Pharmacy degree from Texas A&M University. Prior to that, I served in the Navy's nuclear power program. I'm not a native to Oregon, but I got here as soon as I could. My time in Roseburg, I've built and established relationships with many, many patients, especially as they transition in care from independent living to nursing, rehab, and other stages of life. And this also includes as they go into palliative and hospice care. In that time, I've seen some of the difficulties they face, and I would like to participate on this board so that we can ensure the quality of care they receive when they make those transitions is as high as it can be. So I do hope to be a participating and contributing member of this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Reverend Dr. Deborah Patterson, and I'm grateful to have received a nomination from the Governor to this appointment to the Nursing Home Administrators Board. As a healthcare administrator for two decades and as ordained clergy in the Congregational Church, I've had the chance to interact with many nursing homes in different ways. I have a master's in health administration from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and have served on administrative teams and governing boards of health systems and nursing care facilities in several states. I also have a master's and doctorate in theology and have made pastoral calls on residents in many nursing homes in Illinois and Missouri and in Oregon. In my years as the executive director of the International Parish Nurse Resource Center, I've had the opportunity to learn about nursing home and senior care in Canada, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia. I have seen many issues facing administrators, such as lengthy delay in payments in Illinois, and issues facing residents, such as loneliness and falls. On a personal note, my mother-in-law, who has Parkinson's, fell out of bed twice last week in a nursing home in South Dakota, breaking her nose. It was due to changes in the use of bed rails, which were considered restraints. The nursing home residents who died due to hyperthermia following lost power after Hurricane Irma were not so fortunate, as we all know. I know there are many challenges on all sides of this equation, and I know that nursing homes in Oregon are among the best in the world. So I would be honored to serve on this board if my nomination is confirmed by the Senate, and I'm glad to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much, and I hope your mother is doing better.
Thank you.
Are there questions from the committee? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we will take up the Oregon Health and Science University Board of Directors, Ruth Beyer. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Ferrioli, and members of the committee. My name is Ruth Beyer, and I'm honored to be here today to share my interest with you and in serving as a member of the Board of Directors for OHSU. I view this as a unique opportunity to serve the people of Oregon. I'm a lifelong Oregonian with a small hiatus for law school. Over the course of my legal career, I have focused on advising boards of publicly held and private owned businesses. I have had the privilege of using that experience in my personal time to help advise a number of educational and nonprofit organizations. I recently completed 12 years of service as a trustee of the Oregon State University Foundation, including 2 years as chair. Currently, I serve as general counsel and senior vice president for Precision Cast Parts. I am interested in serving on the board of OHSU as I view OHSU as one of our state's most important and innovative institutions. It must compete and excel not only as an institution of higher education, but as a comprehensive health system. And it must remain true to its mission of being a health resource for all Oregonians, providing access to people from every corner of the state. I welcome the chance to answer any questions you might have for me, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Okay, our next appointee will be from the Health Evidence Review Commission, Dr. Lene Lindsay.
Welcome. Hello, Chair Burdick, Senator Roblin, and Senator Beyer, who's actually one of my, I'm one of your constituents. My name is Linnea Lindsay. I'm the Director of Behavioral Health Services for Legacy Health System, and I'm honored to be submitted for the appointment to the Health Evidence Review Commission. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. I've lived here in Oregon over 25 years. I've worked in rural healthcare systems. I've worked in suburban healthcare systems. I've worked as the Behavioral Health Services Medical Director of a CCO. And I've worked both on the Quality Health Evidence, Quality Health Outcomes Committee. I'm the chair of the Integrated Behavioral Health Alliance of CCO Oregon. I've served on the Primary Care Payment Reform Committee, and I'm currently on the Health Plan Quality Metrics Committee. I'm really passionate about policy as it affects healthcare, and I'm passionate about how we direct our resources and the balance between payment, provider, and policy. I have been here for long enough to become a naturalized citizen, I think, here in Oregon, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm willing to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? All right. Thank you. Okay. Next, we will open a public hearing on the Oregon Liquor Control Commission appointees Jennifer Curran and Paul Rosenbaum.
Experience.
A little introductory activity here. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Jennifer Curran, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. I am thrilled and honored to have been nominated to serve on the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. I am a fourth-generation Oregonian. I was born and raised in Pendleton, Oregon. Can I say Letterbeck?
Yeah.
We just
yes.
got done with Roundup. And after finishing law school, I returned to Pendleton, Oregon to raise my family, and I work at Corey Byler and Rue there, where I've been working for 9 years. I've been a partner there for the last 4 years. I'm excited about the prospect of serving on the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. I understand that part of my job will be focused on the developing laws surrounding recreational marijuana, and I believe that I'm up to the challenge to work with these developing areas of the law. I also understand that there is a retail expansion in the liquor side of things, and I'm excited to become part of that conversation as well. I'm here because I want to serve Oregon in a meaningful way, and I look forward to the opportunity to serve. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Why don't we go to you, Paul?
Good afternoon, Senator Burdick and Vice Chairman Senator Feroli and members of the committee. My name is Paul Rosenbaum, and I'm up for consideration as chairperson of the OLCC. I've been a CEO and chairman of the board of major public companies and private companies. I've just completed the past presidency of the Providence St. Vincent Hospital. I was vice chairman of the Port of Portland, and I think most relevant for this conversation is I was past chairman of the Michigan Judiciary Committee, and I'm one of the few people who sat on the other side of the table and on the Joint Administrative Rules Committee, and I wrote the Administrative Procedures Act for the state of Michigan. So consequently, I'm a busy person, but I'm also somebody who's dedicated to this state. I think, as my counterpart just mentioned, the next 4 or 5 years are going to be extremely interesting ones for this state in terms of both the application of administrative rules and, perhaps even more important, the revenue streams that this state is going to be looking at. It's the third largest revenue generator in the state of Oregon, that's the OLCC, and it's the second largest revenue generator in terms of cities and counties. And I hope that I can add something to it. I'm looking forward to working both with the legislature, and from my limited exposure to the OLCC, I've been extremely impressed with the quality of people on the agency. So I think that's enough, and willing to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, questions? You have three members of the now defunct Joint Committee on Marijuana Legalization on this committee. Myself, Senator Beyer, and Senator Farioli were all members of that committee. In your initial research into the marijuana issue, have you reached any insights or directions you want to go for this brand new program?
I did speak with over email with Senator Beyer a little bit about this, but I have been. I don't think that I was nominated for my expertise on marijuana, but I was hired or nominated here because I really have a passion for learning and a passion for the law and in formulating laws and policy. I'm the president of the Oregon State Bar right now for the family law section, and what I can say and I think is really important, I think, is that I'm open-minded, I have common sense, and I bring a desire to work cooperatively with those involved. It is a hot-button issue, as you know. Probably Umatilla County is one of the first eastern Oregon counties to have passed recreational use of marijuana. And so it has been a very controversial issue in eastern Oregon, where I come from, where our city council was going to ban it forever, and then we passed it by the voters. And so I have listened to a lot of people take viewpoints, and I have not been a part of that. But what I have been is to listen. I know that there are different sides to the story, and what I want to do is create a balance. And I think that that's important as we move forward, is to create a balance based upon the mission statement, which is to support businesses, community livability, and public safety. I know sometimes those needs are going to be competing, or some of those interests are going to be competing, and I think that we need to strike the right balance. And so that's my goal, I guess, coming from my point of view here, is my goal is to take this into an area where it makes sense, where we're reasonable with the regulations that we have, and that they are something that are enforceable, that we're not doing things that can't be enforced, but that are something that we can all live with. So,
do you have anything to add to that, Paul?
I sit on many public and private boards, and one of the things I make a point of doing is to learn about the organization before I impart too much of my own comments on it. So I have a lot to learn, but having said that, I look at this committee and I can tell you that whoever owns the data owns the world. And that's a fact of life today. And I've been involved from an IT point of view with some very substantial companies. What's going to be going on in the next 5 years in this field is going to set precedence, not only here, but across the country. And while I know that the data is being utilized in the liquor part of it, one of the very interesting questions in terms of revenue is, how do we use that data to increase our revenue on the marijuana side of it? And whether or not that's even feasible or possible, don't know. But I imagine that part of our job is to see how we can increase the revenue even further. It's a business, and if we get to the point where we can find those sources of revenue and make it work for the state of Oregon, that's what, I mean, personally, that's what I'm going to be looking for. I mean, from my point of view, from my exposure to the agency, they're very professional. They're very, very good. And whatever we can bring to the table in terms of increasing that efficiency and certainly the revenue would be very important.
Thanks. I'm glad both of you brought up the points you made. And on the revenue issue, as you probably know, the main competitor for revenue in Oregon is the black market, and OLCC is going to have a good deal to say about, you know, proposing reasonable regulations to really snuff out both in terms of competing with the black market, to have a really efficient, viable legal system, and also enforcing against it. So I was glad to hear you say that. I just wanted to add, too, and I know I speak for my fellow former marijuana committee members, and that is that I'm proud of the work we did over the last 3 years, and it's involved a really strong partnership between the legislature and the OLCC, the commissioners, the committees, the staff, and I would hope to see that continue and want to express our willingness to be very open to ways we can help you do your job. It's going to be very, very important over the next few years. Other questions? Senator Farioli.
Well, Madam Chair, following up on your comments, OLCC is the only organization in the state of Oregon that has any experience stepping in after the end of Prohibition, as they did on alcohol. And it is, in fact, in the same role after the citizens of Oregon have legalized recreational and medical use of cannabis. So we saddled the agency. I think it's the right pony because it's the only outfit that had the experience in doing that job. I agree with the chair. The interdiction of the black market is a role that you may not be comfortable with. It's simply a very necessary part of our desire to implement the rule of law in a lawless industry that is doing its best to become lawful. So you have a huge job ahead of you. You have every right to expect the full cooperation of the legislature, which, by the way, did not legalize cannabis in Oregon. We did not do that. Citizens of Oregon made the decision. What I'm interested in is the other part of the role of OLCC is to promote temperance. And, you know, that is an interesting conflict that you have with the alcohol side. I assume you're going to have the same conflict on the cannabis side, because part of the role of OLCC is to help with the education of on cannabis with youth and young people. So, you know, it's an exciting time to be in the most conflicted agency in Oregon.
It wouldn't be fun if it wasn't exciting and challenging.
Yes.
Other questions, comments from the committee? Senator Beyer.
Senator Chair, well, I was following up on Senator Farioli's comments. One of the things that we've been working a lot with the last 3 or 4 years is trying to make sure on the alcohol side that we meet the consumer's interest in having more access and the rollout that you're talking about. It'll be an interesting one to see how it goes. We've had quite a move a while ago to privatize it, looking like Washington State. We really would rather not see that happen, but I think the lesson learned there is the public wants better access, and mixing that with temperance is always fun.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next we will take up the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University, and we'll have Angel Mandujano Givaru on the phone, which means I have to say it again. Angel?
Yes.
This is Jenny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. So welcome. If you could say your name slowly so we know how to pronounce it and talk about your interest in the Board of Trustees for OSU.
For sure. Chair Burdick and the senators, my name is Angel Mandujano Guevara, and I first of all want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to share my interest in the Oregon State Board of Trustees. I'm a first-generation college student here at Oregon State, coming from Cornelius, Oregon, and so I feel like my interest in being on the Board of Trustees comes from being a first-generation student and very much being fiscally responsible and attentive to the board's needs and board's actions on how they pay attention to tuition equity, and that's one of the things that I really want to work with them towards. I'm also involved in a various amount of things on campus, and am a pretty decent student, I would say, overall. So that's where I kind of want to bring in my student input to this Board of Trustees, as well as be a representative of the state of Oregon and making sure that our institution is handling the state's money and the citizens of the state's money effectively and usefully for the students at Oregon State. And so that's kind of what my interest, general interest in the OSU Board of Trustees were, or is. And so if you don't have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? There are no questions, so we will be taking up your appointment, vote on your appointment at the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, next we have the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Elaine Wills. Welcome.
Thank you, Senator Burdick, committee senators. Thank you. I am Elaine Wells. I have lived in Oregon for 43 years, 40 of them in District 14 in Beaverton. I am really very honored to have been nominated to serve on the Oregon Patient Safety Commission, to be one of their two representatives of healthcare consumers. As the executive director of Ride Connection in Portland for the past 27 years, a private nonprofit organization serving primarily older adults and people with disabilities with transportation options throughout Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties, I have a good balance and understanding of the needs of both the healthcare industry and the customers. I believe I will be a balanced, fair, and informed representative for the consumer if my nomination is approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? No questions? Thank you. Okay, next we will do the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Isidro Thompson. Welcome.
Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Farioli, Senators. My name is Isidro Thompson. I live in Dallas, Oregon. Excuse me. I've served in the juvenile and criminal justice systems for about 35 years. I've served as a direct care staff, a correctional officer supervisor, a superintendent, regional director of operations, and as a state assistant director of facilities. Most recently, I was superintendent of the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility. I've earned a bachelor's and a master's degree in criminal justice. I have a master's degree in public administration, and I have a PhD in criminal justice. My dissertation title was Predicting Criminal Desistance Among Adult Males Between the Ages of 25 and 30. I've dedicated my professional and academic career to serving public safety, and for the last 4 years, it has been my privilege and honor to serve on the parole board. Our work impacts and is impacted by victims, law enforcement, community corrections, institutions, the courts, the legislature, and the people of Oregon. I believe it is important work and would welcome the opportunity to serve another term if confirmed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we'll have the Public Employees Benefit Board, Kim Harmon. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Ferrioli and Senators, for the chance to briefly introduce myself before hopefully being confirmed for PEB. My name is Kim Harmon. I live in Salem. I'm a council representative at AFSCME here in Salem. In that capacity as a council representative, I work with hundreds of members that get their health care through PEB. It's vital. It's valuable. We talk about it every day in one capacity or another. And if allowed to serve on the board, I'll get to talk about it even more in an official capacity. And if anybody has any questions, that's great. And I, again, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Okay. Thank you. Next, we will have a big panel of the Public Records Advisory Council. I think I'll break these up into two groups of three, and then we'll have, no, one group of three, one group of four, and then we'll have one by phone. So we'll start out with Rob Bovat, Tony Hernandez, Shirin Khosravi, and Mark Landauer.
Only three seats.
Another chair. Mark, you know the drill. Get a chair.
It would be easier, man. I'm sure if they weren't bolted together by rows.
Never mind. Stand by. Some of them are bolted, some of them aren't.
Yikes. Okay, they passed their first test.
Notice how fast Bovette got to that seat.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Rob Bovet, Legal Counsel, Association of Oregon Counties. I'll kind of start this off and tell you what this committee is about real briefly. This is the result of one of three significant bills that passed last session that completely, in many ways, rewrites Oregon public records law for the first time since 1973. It's a pretty big deal. One of those bills, Senate Bill 106, creates an advisory council on the public records law to advise you all and the governor's office about further reforms to the public records law. It kind of, in a way, carries on the work of the Attorney General's task force on public records law, and our recommendation became Senate Bill 481, another one of the bills that passed last session. So many of the folks you're going to hear from today either were sitting on the Attorney General's task force or worked with the task force, so we're trying to carry on the good work. I am Rob Bovet, Assistant County Counsel for Lincoln County for 16 years, twice elected District Attorney of Lincoln County, and now Legal Counsel for the Association of Oregon Counties. Been working in and around the public records law of Oregon for about 25 years now, and look forward to any questions you might have.
Thank you.
Welcome. Chair Burdick, Senators, thank you. My name is Shirin Khosravi. I currently live in Milwaukee, Oregon, a new homeowner there, and I work with SEIU Local 503 as a staff attorney. That position gives me the privilege and opportunity to work with public employees, private sector employees, and home care workers on a daily basis on issues that affect their lives and the lives of their families. This opportunity has also given me experience with the public records law, its importance, and it would be an honor to serve on the council and assist in ensuring that the PRL is effective, transparent, and consistently applied. So thank you very much for your consideration today.
Thank you. Welcome.
Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senators, good afternoon. I'm truly honored to be here for your consideration and equally honored to be nominated by the governor. My name is Tony Hernandez. I am a Portland resident, and I'm a former reporter with more than 8 years of experience, including 2.5 at the Oregonian. Today I work as a communications manager for the Oregon Environmental Council, and I'm also a graduate student at the University of Oregon studying multimedia journalism. I am honored to be nominated with such a great group of individuals and who likely probably have a lot more experience with the Oregon public records law than I do. So what do I bring to the table? I have worked in five other states, including Texas, Arkansas, New Mexico, and Tennessee. And I have also worked as a national board member to the Society of Professional Journalists, where I've made some friends and connections that can provide some resources for guidance in public records processes. I am just honored and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there questions for this panel? Because I'm going to put you on a different panel. Okay, are there questions for this panel? Rob, one of the questions I had, I didn't realize you were as intimately involved in the formation of the legislation. There's been some concern raised that there isn't a broadcast presence on the nominees, and I just wanted to find out from you if they were active in the formation of the statutes and what your whether that's a problem from your standpoint.
Madam Chair, that might be a good question for the media representatives who will be on the next panel or two. Obviously, my client and my colleagues from the cities and special districts were mostly focused on ensuring that the government had enough seats on the panel. I know there are a number of media representatives on the panel. I'm not sure how they vetted who should be in and out.
Okay. All right. I just was wondering if it had come up in the discussions. Okay, other questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Okay, now we will take Mark Landauer and Steve Suo.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. Having failed the first test before you this morning or afternoon, I'm hoping this will be better. My name is Mark Landauer here before you in the hopes that you'll push my nomination forward. I represent the Special Districts Association of Oregon. Prior to that, I was a lobbyist for the City of Portland for some 11 years. So I've been representing public entities for more than 20 years, a lot of that having to do with public records. I also sat on the Attorney General's Public Records Task Force that Mr. Bovet described to you. Previously, I'm honored to have this nomination. Look forward to the work that we have, some very important work that was accomplished this last session on public records. I also have a unique perspective. My father was a lifelong journalist, so I get both sides of this pretty well. So I hope that you'll look favorably upon my nomination, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Steve.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Steve Suo, and I work at the Oregonian. My current title is Senior Managing Producer for Watchdog and Data-Driven Enterprise. I came to the Oregonian way back in 1994 after completing a master's degree in public policy at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. I started out by covering politics in the 1990s, including this body, where I got to know some members of the legislature who are present today. Please don't hold that against me. I guess my biggest claim to fame, if you Googled my name, is a series of articles I wrote back in the early 2000s about methamphetamine, exploring the causes and potential solutions. I also bring a perspective from outside of journalism. I spent 3 years away from the newsroom, one of those years working for the Multnomah County Health Department as a policy advisor. I spent 2 years working in new media startups, returned to the newsroom 5 years ago as an editor. And in my current capacity, I run a team of reporters and data specialists who work intimately with public records and public data, something without which we could not do our jobs. I care a great deal about this issue because I feel very strongly that citizens in a democracy need access to information about their government to be able to evaluate the effectiveness of government programs and the decisions of their elected officials. I think that this law that we have in Oregon is every bit as important today as it was when it was passed in 1973 at the height of the Watergate crisis. And I look forward to, if you will consider me, to being able to help to continue to make it work. Thank you.
Thank you. And I must say that your series on the methamphetamine crisis was at present at every one of the work group meetings. I don't know if I ever had a chance to tell you that, but it was an astounding piece of research.
That's wonderful for you. Wonderful to hear.
And I assume that public records were a big part of that.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Couldn't have been done without the help and support of the Oregon Department of Human Services, which shared their data, and many other agencies.
Yeah. Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? All right, thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, next we'll have Scott Wingles and Lee Vandervoo.
Hello, Madam Chair and Senators. Thank you for having me today. I'm Lee Vandervoo. I'm an Oregon journalist. I've been a journalist here since 1999. I'm currently managing director of Investigate West, which is a nonprofit journalism studio. We do investigative projects by leveraging assets across existing newsrooms, so we tend to work with projects that are too complicated or too expensive to do in a traditional newsroom. For that reason, we rely really extensively on public records. You may have seen some of our recent work in working with doing analysis of race in the criminal justice system in Oregon, which we did last year, and also looking at investment trends in the Portland housing market. So I have long had an interest in public records. I am a former chair of the Society of Professional Journalists, a Sunshine Chair, and built, wrote, and administered that organization's public records blog for 3 years. I also wrote and helped to build the redacted app that we have at Investigate West, which is the only app in Oregon that compiles all of the exemptions to Oregon public records law in one place. I also write Investigate West monthly column on transparency issues called Redacted. So I'm happy to be here today to be considered by you, and I look forward to helping the governor and the state move forward the great work of modernizing Oregon public records law. Happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
I do have a question, Madam
Chair.
Yes,
please.
So for our last candidate, who's compiled the only existing list of exemptions that you're aware of, is that available to people online? Can folks check to see what the current status of exemptions is?
Yeah, it's a little behind. Our app only has 476. I believe there's 550 now, but it's at invw.org/redacted.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting that on the record. All right. Thank you very much.
For the record, Scott Winkles, I'm the lobbyist for the League of Oregon Cities. It's been my privilege to represent the Oregon's municipal governments on public records matters since 2006. Prior to that, I spent 5 years on the staff of Senator Ron Wyden, graduate of Western Oregon State College, class of 94. I was part of the Attorney General's work group on public records over the last biennium, and also served on the subcommittee on exemptions. And I'm very interested in having been a part of the negotiations and the work that brought the laws into being, seeing them implemented as per legislative intent and spirit.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? All right. No questions. Thank you. Okay. Now we have by phone Les Zeitz, the final appointment to this board. Les?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Farioli and the other members of the committee. So welcome. If you could give your name and a brief statement.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Farioli, members of the Senate. I'm Les Zeitz. I'm the publisher of the Not Your Enterprise, succeeding to that job after failing in retirement from my job at the Oregonian. You'll be pleased to know that my statement this afternoon will be considerably shorter than my stories. I'm a lifelong Oregonian who believes in community service. I've been a lifelong journalist in this state, and I've been a lifelong user of public records and know of their importance to citizens, to reporters, and to government. I'm looking forward to serving on this council to help bridge the differences that may exist between government and journalists and citizens so that we all have access to the information that we need to make good decisions. With that, I'll stop and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Les, I'd like to, you've done quite aggressive use of the public records process, I say that to your credit, in some very controversial areas. And one of the issues with the public records law is there are two kinds of exemptions. There are absolute exemptions and there are conditional exemptions where you can apply a public interest test and get the information even though an agency or an entity would like to keep it confidential. In your opinion, how is the public interest remedy working?
Well, there's an opportunity to make the public interest argument, Senator Burdick, I think it works well. I think that both the government officials can outline the public interest in keeping records confidential, such as in privacy, medical records, and citizens and journalists can then make the argument for why, in a particular case, a public interest should force the disclosure. I think that balance, I've participated in that balancing test for my entire career, and I find it's a very effective way to sort of vet the competing interests and come to a big decision.
Okay, because I'm glad to hear that, because a number of years ago when I chaired the Judiciary Committee and was looking into public records issues, it seemed like it was a pretty difficult way to overrule an agency's claim of exemption. It seemed like the public interest test was not functioning, so I'm glad to hear that you've had better experience with it.
Well, it's always case-dependent and evidence-dependent, Senator, but I think that the opportunity to even make the argument is probably more important than how the argument comes out. In my experience, the laws that are absolute on blanketing secrecy need to be reconsidered to provide the circumstance where the public can get information in rare cases where the public interest is so overwhelmingly compelling that there's no reason to keep the information secret.
Okay, thank you. Questions from the rest of the committee? Thank you very much for your willingness to serve, and we'll be voting on this at the end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next we will have the Oregon Racing Commission, and we have Angelo Turner. Mr. Turner?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Ginny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Ferrioli and the other members of the committee. So welcome.
Thank you. I met you guys a few years back when I was confirmed to the Oregon Medical Board.
Oh, okay. I thought you were familiar. Okay, why don't you give your name and just a very brief statement of why you would like to serve.
Okay, sure. It's Angelo Turner from Portland, Oregon. And I found this opportunity very interesting. My family had racehorses when I was growing up in San Diego. And I attended the Del Mar Fair every year as a child and also learned a lot about the industry from my father. And I feel this is an opportunity for me to help the state, and this would be a good volunteer opportunity for me. I have some, I think, innovative ideas in terms of helping with increases in revenue. And for example, I met with the gentleman that runs the VIP services for Moda Center and the Trailblazers, and he thinks we can come up with some great ideas along the lines of what we did in Del Mar to help increase revenue and attendance.
Okay, thank you. I've always considered this one of the more fun commissions to be on. Are there any other? Are there any questions from the committee? Thank you very much. We'll be voting on your appointment at the end of the meeting.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Senator.
Bye-bye. Okay, next we have the Board of Trustees of the University of Oregon, Laura McIntyre. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Laura Lee McIntyre. Thank you, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. I was hoping that Senator Beyer would be here because I wanted to say I live in Springfield, and it's nice to see my state senator. But apparently he was anticipating me being in this room and hopped out. I am a nominee for the faculty position on the Board of Trustees at the University of Oregon. I'm a professor in the College of Education in Special Education and Clinical Sciences, and I'm also the chair, the department head. My research really focuses on the intersection of educational systems, family systems, and healthcare, with an eye toward promoting health and well-being and opportunities for children, particularly those children who are most vulnerable. I've been at the University of Oregon since 2009, and I've been in higher education as a faculty member for 15 years. since my time at Oregon, I have been involved in more and more leadership opportunities on campus, most recently serving as a faculty member in our university senate and serving on some university-wide committees, including thinking about promotion and tenure criteria for our faculty. And over my time at the University of Oregon, I've been more and more committed to issues in higher education. And I'm really committed to serving not only the University of Oregon in a fiduciary role, but thinking about the best interests of the state of Oregon and Oregonians in terms of higher education. And my role as an educator in the College of Education, really thinking about promoting education from birth, really, all the way up to higher education.
Thank you. Questions from the committee. Senator Byer, this is your constituent.
I know.
Yes, and I wanted to say hello, but you
were. That's all I was going to ask her. I was going to ask her to tell her where she was from, but I won't. I don't need to ask the question.
I live in Springfield.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we will take up the Energy Facility Siting Council, and by phone we have Darrell Kalika. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jenny Burdick. I'm chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Senator Farioli, the vice chair, and the other members of the committee. So welcome, and please give your name and a brief statement on why you wish to serve.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Darrell Kalika. I am a longtime resident, lifetime resident of Oregon, and I was born and raised in Warm Springs. I'm a citizen of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. So in the course of my career, I have worked primarily for Indian tribes, and I currently work as the energy director for the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians. We are currently having our annual convention, which is why I'm not able to be there in person today. But so one of the areas that I work in is getting tribes informed on energy issues. But one of the areas I think that's really critical is in terms of siting. Energy facility siting is a key area for everybody that's affected by energy projects. So I would really enjoy the opportunity to be able to serve in this capacity to objectively look at some of the projects and what have you that are within the jurisdiction and purview of the council, and be able to serve the state of Oregon and those particular needs and interests.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions from the committee? All right, thank you. We will be voting on your appointment at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Next, we will talk about the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Karen Pate and Dr. Dean Wilson.
Hello, Chair Burdick, Senators. Thank you for inviting me here today. I'm Karen Pate. I live in Southeast Portland, and I'd like to serve on the Veterinary Medical Examining Board because it offers me an opportunity to combine my lifelong love of animals and interest in veterinary medicine with my 30 years experience as a journalist, where my work involved asking questions, listening to all sides of an issue, and trying to think critically to get at the facts. And I think the combination of my personal interests with my professional skills makes this an ideal place for me to serve Oregon citizens and consumers, as well as the interests of animals and good veterinary medicine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. My name is Dr. Dean Wilson. I have been a veterinarian for the last 27 years and a resident of Klamath Falls for the last 50. I'm excited to be nominated for this position. The Oregon State Veterinary Examining Board works hard to protect the safety, welfare, and health of the citizens and animals of Oregon. I find I can be a beneficial contributor and a willing learner as we work to fulfill the mission of this board.
Thank you. Questions for this panel? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, the Commission for Women, Julia Yoshimoto.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Ferrioli, and members of the committee. My name is Julia Yoshimoto, and I'm honored to be here and to have this opportunity to be considered to serve on the Oregon Commission for Women. I am an attorney at the Oregon Justice Resource Center and am the project director for the organization's Women's Justice Project. I provide civil legal assistance to women who are incarcerated in Oregon and women who have been formerly incarcerated, and advocate for reforms to create a more gender-responsive criminal justice system. And through my work, I hear from the women about a lot of issues that they struggle with here in Oregon, issues relating to race, to socioeconomic status, education, employment, and housing. And the women that I serve, or justice-involved women, are often marginalized and unheard. Yet their well-being and their ability to access opportunities that allow them to thrive really is something that impacts the welfare of all families and communities here in Oregon. Before becoming an attorney, I was a social worker. I have my master's in social work, and I serve primarily women of color, low-income women, and women who are survivors of trauma. In serving on the commission, I hope to lift up the voices of justice-involved women and women on the margins, and I believe that improving the status of opportunities for women on the margins improves the prosperity for all Oregonians. I thank you for your time and this opportunity.
Thank you. Questions? All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we have the Workers' Compensation Board, Constance Wold. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick. I'm feeling some civic pride sitting through this afternoon. It's a very exciting. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senators Beyer and Roblin. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Constance Lynn Wold. I'm the governor's nominee to serve as chairperson of Oregon's Workers' Compensation Board, which is the same agency where I've been litigating cases on behalf of clients for almost 32 years. So I'm a consumer, and I would love to put my shoulder to the wheel and help make an excellent agency even better. My background is that the first 16 years of my legal career, I represented employers and insurers in workers' compensation matters and some other related matters. And then the latter part of my career, I represent folks who get injured at work and need the assistance of an attorney to navigate the system. And so I think I have a very balanced background and bring a long experience and a good perspective to the board so that we can have the very best impartial, fair, and accessible forum for litigating workers' comp claims. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? No questions, so thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, our final hearing will be on the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, and that is William Gropp, who I understand is in Taiwan. So who knows what time it is. Mr. Gropp?
Yes.
How's Taiwan?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Taiwan is Tuesday morning. It's sunny and really nice day. It's supposed to be high of 90.
Oh, well, good. I think we caught you awake from the sounds of it. I'm Ginny Burdick. I chair the Senate Rules Committee, and with me is Vice Chair Senator Ferrioli and the other members of the committee. If you could just give your name and a brief summary of why you're interested in this board.
Okay. Thanks, Chair Burdick, and the members of the committee. My name is Bill Groh, and I am being nominated for, I've been nominated, my honor to be nominated to the Oregon Educators Benefits Board. Some of you may know me as the mayor of Aurora. I know I've met at least one of you in the past at Oregon Mayors Association meeting. But the real card today is my membership in OSBA as a member of North Marion School District Board of Directors, and a graduate of the OSBA Leadership Oregon, which is the legislative team at the OSBA is the one who nominated me for this position. Really strongly interested in education as a board member and also on high school FBLA things, and really want to be part of the success of education in Oregon. Part of that issue is that we have some pay and financing and all those kind of things. So benefits becomes a big factor in how teachers are appreciated and do their jobs and keep the stress levels off their own personal lives, as well as doing a good job in the classroom. So really want to be part of that activity and understand it better. And as mayor, I do know a bit about employee benefits and public employee benefits, but really want to be part of the solution here.
Okay.
That's kind of it for me.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? All right. Thank you. Enjoy your remaining time in Taiwan.
Yeah, my apologies for not being able to be there, but this trip got scheduled a long time ago.
You have one of the more compelling excuses. Thank you. Okay, that completes our hearings on these. We will take a 5-minute recess and reconvene at 5 minutes. Call the committee back to order, and I will open a work session to move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Do I have to read all?
You do.
I have to read all. Okay, here we go. Ben Canode to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. Felicia Adams to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board. Susan Cox, Jacqueline Lung, and Benny Moses Masubid to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs. Musa Olal to the Commission on Black Affairs. Chandra Kanth, Gopalpur, and Kelly Minty Morris to the Oregon Business Development Commission, Timothy Cullahan, Robin Donart, William Wagner to the Governor's Child Foster Care Advisory Commission, Amber Reed and Paul Romanek to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Andrea Noble to the Construction Contractors Board, Kelsey Fisher and Wendy Smith to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Antonio Gisberg and William Graup to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, Warren Jackson and Thomas Kyle to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Darrell Kalika to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Robert Mosley to the Environmental Quality Commission, Kamala Sugar to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, James Coonan and Sabrina Parsons to the Oregon Growth Board, Devin Cansagara, Linnea Lindsay, and Angela Senders to the Health Evidence Review Commission, Sandra Rowe and Carmen Rubio to the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, Gustavo Morales to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Kylie Milne, Matthew Raposa, and Lori Schwartz Van Zandt to the Home Care Commission, Latricia Tillman and Charles Wilhoit to the Oregon Housing Stability Council, Barbors Pesharesh as the Director of the Department of Human Services, Catherine Pierman to the Land Conservation and Development Commission, Veronica Salazar to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Vincent Castronovo and Clifford Jett to the State Marine Board, Allison Bolke and Kelly Carricker to the Board of Medical Imaging, Nancy Felton, Beatrice Gilmore, Angela McKenzie Tucker, and Elizabeth Pacheco to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Brady McNulty, Deborah Patterson to the Nursing Home Administrators Board, Sybil Hedrick Park to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, Ruth Beyer and Prashant Dubey to the Oregon Health and Science University Board of Directors, Jennifer Curran, Marvin Rebol, Paul Rosenbaum, and Pamela Weatherspoon to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Angel Manduano Guevara to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University, Isidro Thompson to the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Gail Evans, Douglas Shoemaker, and Elaine Wells to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Eric Farm, Robert Garcia, Brianna Hansen, and James Martin to the Board of Commissioners of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, Robert Levy to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, J. Janice Schirmer to the board, to the Oregon Board of Psychology, Stephen Demarest to the Public Employees Retirement Board, Kim Harmon and Mark Perlman to the Public Employees Benefit Board, Rob Bovet, Tony Hernandez, Shirin Kosravi, Mark Landauer, Steve Suo, Scott Winkles, Les Zeitz, and Lee Vandervoo to the Public Records Advisory Council, James Cook and Mark Kreutzer to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Angelo Turner to the Oregon Racing Commission, Helen Cow to the Residential Ombudsman and Public Guardianship Advisory Board, Rebai Tamerhulut to the Residential and Manufactured Structures Board, Kara Kniedler to the Oregon Retirement Savings Board, Krishna Balasubramani to the Board of Directors of State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation, and Malcolm to the State Library Board, Marty Perez to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Alan Ford and Laura McIntyre to the Board of Trustees of the University of Oregon, Karen Pate and Dean Wilson to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Brenda Brooks to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Julie Yoshimoto to the Commission for Women, Constance Wohl to the Workers' Compensation Board, Tamara Bowers and Lynn McNamara to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, Carrie Chafee Sundari Nasubramanian, and Debbie Rady to the State Workforce and Talent Development Board. That's it, folks. Any discussion?
Seems like a lot more than we heard today.
The reappointments are on here.
Did you say Thomas Kyle? Oh, the electrical, what was that? The Oregon Electrical and Elevator Board.
Okay. I'm not repeating any of these. So any mistakes are... Did I say?
You're fine.
I did, apparently. Are there any objections? Okay, so ordered. And Senator Farioli has graciously offered to carry this.
Madam Chair, on two conditions. First, that I get a better pronunciation guide than you obviously have. And secondly, an introduction by Mr. Suo to his family who sat through testimony that, as Mark Twain would have characterized it, as dry as a patent office report. But I'd like to know who our audience members were who listened so intently his testimony.
Would you please come up, and because we have to hear you on the microphone. Come on, girls.
Madam Chair, if you could simply ask about their names.
If you could just tell us what your names are and your age and where you go to school.
My name is Carly, and I am 10 years old, and I go to Vernon Elementary.
Welcome.
My name is Ren Suo, and I am 8, and I also go to Vernon Elementary.
Well, welcome to the Oregon Senate. I hope it wasn't too boring. You still have smiles on your face. Thank you.
Question?
Senator Roblin.
So, do you guys like Star Wars?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Then you need to stop by my office afterwards, because I have Anakin Skywalker in his pod racing uniform in my office. Life size. So.
Cool.
But
wow. I've so stop by.
I've got better than that. I've got a laughing dog. So if you if you want to see the laughing dog, plus I have a laser.
That's true. Not a very good one.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that, Senator Farioli. On this cheery note, we are adjourned.
So do we want?
This cheery note, we are adjourned.